There's a simple, obvious truth that helps explain why the Jewish community gets so agitated about acts of anti-Semitism, and it's not only the hatred itself. Everyone knows that our world is filled with racists and bigots and haters of all kinds. But we also know that one of the unwritten rules of society is that people try to keep those hatreds to themselves. Who wants to advertise that they're bigots? The one exception seems to be the Jews. For some reason, Jew haters feel a sense of reckless abandon when it comes to showing off their Jew hatred. They don't seem to worry, in other words, about consequences. Look at the latest figures released this week by the FBI. Although Jews make up around 2% of the U.S. population, they accounted for nearly 70% of all reported religion-based hate crimes in 2024. Anti-Jewish hate crime incidents were the highest number ever recorded by the FBI since it began collecting data in 1991. That's a lot of chutzpah and very little fear. So, what is it about Jews that make us such a safe target for haters? One clue is the fact that I'm writing this column. Jews have a tendency to try to understand everything and then take responsibility for how we can change things. There's a whole cottage industry in our community of organizations, think tanks and activist groups devoted to dissecting Jew hatred and figuring out the best strategies to fight it. Indeed, we're so busy analyzing, recording, exposing, and fighting that we rarely take the time to sit back and reflect on the absurdity of it all. Here are the Jews, the one ethnic group that has arguably given more to America than any other, being attacked more than any other. How does that make sense? Now take the case of Israel. People routinely hate what happens in other countries, whether that's China, Sudan, Russia, or any number of countries that do horrible things. But have you noticed that you never hear about people being anti-China or anti-Sudan or anti-Russia? Evidently, anti is an exclusive stain reserved only for the Jewish state. Even some Jews who are very upset with Israel are now using the anti-Israel label. And many of them are proud of it too, because they say they're living their Jewish values. The fact that Jews are very public about their disagreements is especially true in Israel. Imagine being one of those Mideast countries without freedom of speech and all you see from Israel is nasty speech from Jews against Jews. You see Jews arguing in public, demonstrating against their governments and screaming at each other on news shows. That kind of freedom to bash your own in public is nowhere to be found on Al Jazeera's coverage of the region. Add it all up, and Jew haters may well conclude, hey, if Jews themselves are bashing one another, what's the big deal? Of course, by writing this analysis, I'm also demonstrating that Jewish instinct to try to understand everything. It's not a bad instinct, it just comes with side effects. It's quite possible that by being so public about our disagreements, something we should not apologize for, we make it easier for bad actors to pile on. In fact, much of anti-Semitism has a piling on quality. The haters make so much noise with their public protests that people can get caught up in the general fever, what activists like to call normalizing. But there's nothing normal about it. Imagine if any of the hundreds of anti-Semitic acts we've seen in America over the past few years were by Ku Klux Klan members marching against blacks or bigots marching against gays. That kind of hate would never get normalized. That's why Jews get so worked up at this epidemic of Jew hatred. They understand that it's not normal, but that doesn't make them feel any better.